Well, time 7 o'clock. We'll stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amendments to the agenda?
No, sir. None for me tonight.
Next thing is approval of minutes, October 28th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I will second that.
Motion to approve and second it. It's on the floor. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Department head reports.
You got me today. I got a text from Nate just 2 minutes before the meeting started. He wanted to let the board know the public works about how cold patching the holes in the road. They've also been out grading some of our dirt roads. There's a little bit of moisture out there, so they were able to get at those. They were out salting at about 3 a.m. this morning because it was a little slick. So we thank them for that, to take care of that on a holiday. And they're starting to winterize the town. You see the fountain's been taken out. It'll be winterizing the restrooms, the one at the airport, and then the one down here at the playground this week. So that's coming along. He wanted to say how beneficial the new salt shed is. It's working out really great for him. And he says the truckers come in and it's much easier to get the loads that they need now where it's located, instead of that old little wood shed that they had over at the other facility. From the police department, police had, over the last 2 weeks, the police had three arrests, 70 traffic tickets, 54 written warnings, 2 parking violations, 1 car crash, 1 overweight permit was issued, and they did 13 sets of civilian fingerprints for employment. And the chief wanted to let us know that we had no Halloween activity related calls. So
awesome.
Yeah, it worked out really well again, to reiterate that.
I have a question on that one video crash. Is that the one that was the other night over here by Liberty Street in the dirt piece? Is that the one car crash?
Yeah.
Is that the one?
Yes. If it's Main Street, yes.
I'm not sure.
On the 29th, there was a car crash on Main Street.
Ah, gotcha, yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was just the other night, and I sort of left our detour on his way home.
We got good feedback on Halloween.
Awesome.
I was skeptical, but with the town manager, you know, get the PPW to kind of block off the Main Street for all the other streets. Most everybody was respectful. We had a couple people that started to come down. And I kind of placed the guys strategic positions on the busier streets. And one person did say, well, we do this every year. And the officer said, well, we made some changes this year. So, and there was no negative feedback. We had a couple of homeowners that asked to come through. There was no complaints. I think they were all, it all went really well. We were busy with calls on Halloween and nothing related to anything.
Good. Okay. So moving forward, you okay to do moving forward then? You think?
I think so.
Recommend it again next year?
I think so. Good. It worked well. And then to the general overall, the public was the best Halloween ever that we've had.
Good.
I see some emails floating around. I don't get emails, but they were passed along to me.
I think the truck retreat was a hit too.
I was going to say, I come through and it was just like, you had to keep your eye out because you didn't know who was crossing in front of you.
I stationed an officer at the crosswalk all night, which I think helped to have a car there and have somebody get to usher people back. And I see truck retreat growing. You know, so with that growing and then we continue to hear, I mean, Halloween might be the spot.
It'll get bigger and better from here, you know, hopefully.
I'm trying to think something else. A couple things that we did. We've had an ongoing noise complaint on 3rd Street. Everybody's got calls for board members, town manager. We did make an arrest on that today after conferring with the state police. It was horn blowing every night, bothering the neighbors. State's attorney felt there's probable cause. We made an arrest today on that one. Also, there's been some concerns about trucks down in Academy Street. I have met with them. The trucks do have permits, an overweight permit to travel to their location on Academy Street and back. That's been another issue that they're dealing with the town manager. The only other thing that I wanted to put out there is the hybrid car we bought in 2020 has had problems. We put a ton of money in it. I have added the Formula Ford. They didn't have much success. I spoke to G-Stone. Vince Quinville. Vince said he had a guy that was really good with hybrids. He said he would take a shot on it. We brought it up. He decided, he called me back, said they were going to pass. He said that he feels that having his shop tied up and your money tied up for days or months worth of work trying to track down what's actually wrong with it might not be beneficial for them or us. So they've declined to work on that car. So I don't know where that leaves me. Maybe trying to trade it in, sell it, swap it, find something comparable. So if, unfortunately, I don't know if I'm going to be able to fix that car. We've been milking it along. You'll use it. And if you start using it for heavy patrol or patrol work, it'll just stop alongside the road. So you let it, I don't know what's wrong with it. Sometimes you let it sit, turn the key again, and then it goes again. Good for an hour. It'll overheat. What they're worried about is if we throw thousands of dollars in it and then still need a hybrid battery at 10 grand, is the car really worth putting their money in? They suggest that maybe trying to trade it in for something. And G-Stone is really right up front. Like, we're going to do the best we can. They just couldn't justify our money and their time in that car. So I've been talking to town manager. I don't know how to plot that out to do something with that.
Did you get it used?
We did buy it used in 21. It's just had some problems since we got it. And I've bought four other used cars and not had a lick of problems with any of them.
Are those gas or those hybrid?
No, this was the first hybrid we bought. And then reviews said the 2020 hybrid models were the ones that had some issues. Mm-hmm. The benefit of a hybrid is when you do traffic, what we found is if you're doing traffic enforcement, that car versus a regular car is almost 3 or 4 miles. You're getting like 20, 21 with it, or another car get 15. Mm-hmm. So your miles per gallon definitely have increased with it. But I don't know how to solve the problem with how much money do we want to try to throw at the car. So I'm just laying it out there. I'm trying to be transparent. But
if you had you had a choice, would you go with a hybrid or would you go with gas? Replace it.
Just the battery one. Yes, I do like the hybrid. I don't really love the hybrid car. And I like the concept of it. And other even see better. Good luck. I'm just a little sour with this one
right now
on the repair end.
Yes.
So I got a question. Would we be better off to try to trade that in now, cut our losses with it?
That's kind of what was my thought process.
I think,
or if we buy another one and then maybe put it out through like Auctions International bid site. I think the car only has 56,000 miles on it. It's immaculate. Doesn't have a mark on it. It looks good. It does have a salvage title, one negative, but it might still draw pretty good money if somebody's willing to take a chance on it and try to do something. I have not talked to anybody at a dealer about how much they would give us on trade towards a new one. But I did price new ones. Brand new car is around between 45 and 48 with nothing in it. My thought process, if we were going to buy a car, either new or used, we'd buy the identical car because we would not have to buy more equipment. Everything would just literally bolt from one to the next one. That would save us, other than the installation costs, it would save us. You know, if we switch to a Chevy, having to buy a Chevy console and Chevy lights, this would be an identical swap of stuff between the two.
But presumably a different model of year, since you said that particular year.
Yeah, I'd like to get the same car. I get like, if we could get a 21, 22, 23, 24, and they have not changed. 25 is the same body style. They have not changed yet. I did look at a couple companies. One company out in the Missouri area offers new cars. They do leasing, and you can do municipal leasing and not pay till next year. They're about between the 45 and 48. I have not If not, got to call back from local to see what a new car would cost. Upfitted cars, brand new, that car is going to be 61 or 62 turnkey, other than radio and lights or radar. But again, I'm not opposed to buying another used one. We've had good luck. I found one in Wisconsin for 19,000. It's a 21 to 50,000. So there are options out there if we choose to buy another car. I don't want to put any more money in this one. I'm hoping to get it back and just milk it up to the school a little bit, possible, but it's just not healthy. So again, if we could move that sooner than later and try to get something back out of it, because it is a nice car. But push with that.
Do you need anything from us tonight as far as to do some bits of research, get all your figures in line?
I'm not in a position to buy it. I don't know what we have for money yet. So, or how, if you guys, if we do want to get one, do we go new and lease? Do we try to buy another used one? That would be a decision you guys would make. I'm okay either way that you'd be interested in doing. Again, I'm not here to force the issue to buy a car tonight. I just got that news. I talked to Joe Friday that said they're not going to work on
Yes. I think if you get some stuff put together for us and you present it with us, I think we could possibly look at it.
it.
Probably give you an answer. I mean, it's, I don't know if you can get it done by next meeting.
Probably.
You just,
I get a better idea than I can get.
well, the sooner probably the better for the company's sake and then the town's sake too, so.
How many miles on average does the department put on each of his vehicles every year?
They average between, I'd say, 15 and 18. If you're out and doing patrol, you can push the 20, 21 miles. But like the last new car we bought was mine in October of 17. I have 97,000. So we've done pretty good from when in service, say, 18. So 18 to now is 7 or 8 years. That's the last brand new one we bought. We bought used ones. We've been very fortunate. The other two that we have are great.
When do you typically want to trade in the ones you have? How many miles before you're like, okay, we have to really think about getting a different?
Well, when I first started here, at one point we started buying a new car 3, 3.5 years, and then I found it cost effective to start buying used cars when the price is like. So my car was 23,000. We'll just say June 18. It's October 17, but we'll say then. But the prices now for the same car we to buy a new car is 45. We used to put away 10,000 a year. It worked great to buy a $20,000 car. You can buy 20, still leave yourself 15 and start building for the next 3 years. But the prices have doubled. They don't give the discounts to the government like they used to. So as far as your question on when we get rid of them, a lot of times when we get done with a car, they're close to being done, and we've sold them for $3,000 to $3,500. That's kind of the average disposal. But the last car we got rid of was an 09 Impala, and we got $3,000 for it that we bought in 2015. So we typically keep a car 8 to 10 years.
So you get your money's worth more
We
or
do.
less.
I think that's all I have.
If you want me to put them out of the way. Okay, swap
Yeah, you can do it.
Chad's going to take over. We started it without Chad.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I was. We were right there at the department head reports. Is there any other questions for the town manager on his department head of reports?
Okay, I'll go.
I'm here report.
We got an update from Phil Adams, the zoning administrator. He let me know last week that Deb Iancona had resigned from the ZBA. So we'll be looking for a new member of that board. My desk, we were trying to get South Main paved this year because it's a little ruddy on the sides, on the edges, but we just didn't have time. The paving company, they were backed up until right now. So I don't like to pave in October, certainly not this deep into November because of the weather we have. So that paving will not happen this year. I met with the fire department and the historical society last week about moving items around upstairs moving into the fire department, moving into their new training facility, and then the Historical Society moving the rest of their items out. And everybody's on the same page now, and I'm moving forward with that. I need to get an update on when they're going to move for the fire department, so I don't have a timeline on that yet. Now, I'm going to meet with the chief because there is a request for space upstairs in some of those old restrooms, so we're going to meet up there and see what's available. I'm meeting with Terry later this week and speaking with MVP. We're going to roll out the new insurance plan. It is time to sign up for insurance. It's that time of year. I will be getting information out to staff and anybody that has insurance to let them know what the plans are available. Everything is very comparable. It's actually the costs are, and it's the reason we're moving is because it's a little bit cheaper for us and for the employee. So that's coming down the pike. We want to thank our police chief and then the Rutland Police Department. They donated, look like 10 pretty nice tables and maybe 30 or 40 chairs upstairs for when we start using the second floor.
Awesome.
It looks like almost brand new stuff. So I prepared up there. You can't go wrong with that.
I attended a crime intel meeting and the commander advised that they had put up some new televisions on, really, that's a really nice room. And he said they were going to be getting rid of the furniture because they had bought new ones. And I asked if we could have them. He said, you send the truck over, you can have it all. And the tables move and they fold, so you can have the table lean back and have rolling chairs. They're not ripped. They're not marked. Pretty nice. Called Joe and we got right on it. That's great.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you really much.
Thanks a lot.
For the town hall renovation, again, we really need to thank Mr. Wilson. He's been installing those ceiling tiles upstairs on the trim work, and it looks really great. He's done a fabulous job. I met with the state inspectors for the MERC program, the program that paid for these AC units, and they came and did their inspection, took some pictures. They're pleased with the way the progress is going. In fact, we're the first municipality to reach the halfway milestone, so we're ahead of the game here in Rutland County. I did requisition that missing 1.6, not missing, that $1.6 million for the waterline program. Television, so that money should be coming. They said it takes about a month to get here, so this is why we like to do things in a timely manner. So now $1.6 million, it can slow things down. For the Skyline project, that project is moving along very, very well. I have the draft report in my hand. We have the assessment of the building, and that the final report should be able to be released sometime this, is it still early November, early sometime this month. So chugging right along with that one. We've been working closely with the auditor. They've been in twice now in the last month and a half. So they keep telling me November, December to have our audit wrapped up. We'll see. I pinged them today to see where they were at, but today apparently is a holiday. And I want to take a second to also recognize the Recreation Committee. This group of folks have really done a fabulous job helping improve our ball fields and the recreation space in general. I talked with Erica, it must have been Monday, and they're going to try to get the backstop replaced off the big field. And then they're also moving forward with donations and working with GE to help put in a brick paver path that starts at the entrance to the playground and goes up to where the food shack is, and maybe put in a little patio. So it's really moving forward compared to what it was. It's coming along, and it's all because of those folks. So I personally want to say thank you to the REC committee for everything they've done. And that's all I have to.
Any questions? Now, ma'am. Moving forward, old business. Final adoption of the LHMP.
Yep. If the board remembers, the board saw the first, I guess, first final draft of this a few months ago. It did go to the state. The state had some comments. We had to re-notify, I think it was Whitehall, that we had done this plan. We had to let folks in the surrounding areas know, and we apparently missed New York. So after that information came back, we let them know, and now it's good to adopt. So if the board is willing to adopt it, I could read the what do you call this? The certificate of adoption, the resolution for that, and then you can vote if the board wants to do it like that.
We'll do that tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consensus board.
Okay. So I'll read this and then. So whereas the Fairhaven Select Board recognizes the threat that natural hazards pose to people and property within the town of Fairhaven, and whereas the Fairhaven Select Board has prepared a natural hazard mitigation plan, hereby known as Fairhaven, Vermont 2025 Local Hazard Mitigation Plan, in accordance with federal laws, including the Robert T. Stafford Disaster Relief and Emergency Assistance Act, as amended, the National Flood Insurance Act of 1968, as amended, and the National Dam Safety Program Act, as amended. And whereas the Fairhaven, Vermont 2025 Local Hazard Mitigation Plan identifies mitigation goals and actions to reduce or eliminate long-term risk to people and property in the town of Fairhaven from the impacts of future hazards and disasters. And whereas adoption by the Fairhaven Select Board demonstrates its commitment to hazard mitigation and achieving the goals outlined in the Fairhaven, Vermont 2025 Local Hazard Mitigation Plan. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the town of Fairhaven, Vermont, that Section 1, in accordance with 24 VSA, subsection 872, the Fairhaven Select Board adopts the Fairhaven, Vermont 2025 Local Hazard Mitigation Plan. While content related to the town of Fairhaven may require revisions to meet the plan approval requirements, changes occurring after adoption will not require the town of Fairhaven to readopt any further iterations of the plan. Subsequent plan updates following the approval period for this plan will require separate adoption resolutions. And now we need a motion. Shall you adopt?
Can I hear a motion to adopt the Fairhaven 2025 Local Hazard Mitigation Plan?
I will make a motion to adopt this new version of the LHMP.
We have a motion. How about a second? I'll second that. Any discussion? Questions? Who again was a part of the, just as a point of recognition, part of the planning committee for this?
There were a lot of us. I know the state sent down specialists. I think Bob was part of it. Jim Heller, because he wears so many hats as fire chief, and with his role in hazard mitigation and hazard or emergency management, he was really the focal point for it.
Excellent.
Yeah, and then Rutland Regional also, they were our support. They helped us a great deal.
Thank you. We know what we're doing. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye, Fab. New business. Look at the appointment of alternative rep for State Water Revolving Loan.
Yep. So this is the we need an alternative authorized representative for this for our revolving loan funds. Jenny Bertram was on this, and she's been gone for what, 3 or 4 years now. So I am the representative, but it's always nice to have a second. So if the board could approve Terry Perry, our current accountant, as the alternative representative, I would appreciate that. And then there's a document to sign by the board.
Yeah.
Do I hear a motion?
I make a motion to elect Terry as the alternate assigner.
Second. Any discussion? Questions? All those in favor?
What's that? Just one quick question. What's that actually do for? Just in case.
When I get hit by a bus, yeah, Terry, please.
You get hit by the bus, she takes all of us.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, is that? Budget review.
There. So today, there's maybe eight or ten departments on the agenda today, starting with election page one.
We'll follow the same format. I go down if there's any questions. And we have some representation to help us with any questions that we might have. So.
You say that there are re-elections this coming year. Now we're on an off year, luckily. Next year there'll be three elections, a minimum of three elections. So I always add another one just in case something comes up. Nothing that's going to, jump out. Hopefully, it won't be another nine vote year. So I'm aiming for three. I'm preparing for four.
All right.
That's a lot of elections.
Yeah.
And then include all the school elections.
The school elections they pay for.
They pay for.
If there's another election, I bill them. They pay for. They pay for all the postage and anything else that goes along with it. My time, my workers' times, everything.
The election day expenses, is that a new line item? That way it's
could be
yielding out as an error.
Wait a minute. Let's see. The only thing that we broke out more specifically was since I've been here, the board has paid for lunch. Usually we get lunch and we just get a soda and like get a bottle of water. All my workers are there from quarter after nine till 8-ish. They're straight through. So,
is that volunteer time or
no? Minimum wage, so close to it.
I'm just curious. That's all. I mean, I was just wondering.
And I will mention to you, just to keep in the back of your head, with a reappraisal in the works coming up. A lot of towns who are involved in that are now upping that pay for justices to get paid because there's going to be a lot more work on a year when there's a lot of grievances. So you might want to put that in your back of your cap that, sometimes it's hard to get people to run for these offices. And if you're looking at 50 or 60 site visits and hearings and reports, you may want to consider, because our PCA has never gotten paid to do all that extra work, and most towns are kind of moving towards that.
Up till now, it's been volunteer, correct?
Yeah, but it's going to be, anytime you hit a reappraisal, you're looking at a good many hours of service.
This is only if people question.
If they grieve their assessments and they take it to the PCA, it's a lot of work involved.
Okay.
How many election workers do you have on average during the...
There are four two on the in table, two on the out table, and someone has to stay with the tabulator at all times.
Is that the voting machine?
Yeah.
They call the voting machine the tabulator?
Okay. Yeah, that's a tabulator. Someone has to be with it at all times. There's me. So there are six of us.
Six. But I think Keith's question, the program voting machine line, is that referring to the tabulator alone?
That is, yeah. We have to pay to do the town meeting voting, that they come and set it up and clean it and do all that stuff, and it's a whole thing.
As an outside programmer that comes in?
Yeah, somebody comes in from the company we deal with and make sure everything's running correctly. And they also do the tabulators, the ballots, that whole company does the ballots.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Anything else jumping out at you on the election units section? All right, moving on. Town treasurer.
So in looking at my proposed budget, I don't want to change the bottom line amount, but my focus was to increase the assistant treasurer's salary. So instead of an increase on my line, leave it at $6,900 and put the $400 that I'm requesting and put that to the assistant treasurer. So instead of the $600, $610, I would like that increase to $810.
With the difference coming from the salary.
Yes, my salary stays the same.
At 69.
Yep.
I assume with the assistant treasurer, that's a like an hourly figure.
It's a stipend. Yep. But we legally have to have an assistant on all of the accounts. And there are times when I go on vacation and she steps in to make sure that people get paid or if a check needs to be signed unexpectedly or something like that.
Any questions?
No?
No.
That was pretty straightforward.
I went along. Listers.
I am. Questions?
Well, why have we opted to
and
decrease
again,
the salary this
year? I will remind you that this is the year that we'll be looking at for the reappraisal.
So that cut is based on my cut, and we were using the last 3 years' average.
And how many listers is in?
Presently, we have two.
Just,
we are
just your two, correct.
Still looking for a third.
Is there a minimum of three and maximum of how many can you have?
Typically, we have three.
Three?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the past years, 2 years ago, help me with make sure the numbers are correct. 23, there were three listers.
Mm-hmm.
24, I kind of made notes to myself here. 24, there was basically one lister.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
25 has been one and a half.
Right.
Yeah. And so far, this year is 26. The 25-26 year is one and probably more than a half, but probably not quite two at this point.
Remind me, would 22 have been the last appraisal year? How frequently is it?
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Well, that's far back. Wow.
The last appraisal year was 09-10, right?
Are these elected positions?
Yes.
Yes.
So the proposed budget for lister salary, is that with three in mind or is that two?
That's with three in mind.
Okay, that's why I asked how many.
I'm looking at a proposed salary line of $26,400. That's what I requested.
Are we
getting the impression that's different than what's in front of you?
Yes.
Well, it says Lister's highlighted, but it only says $20,000.
I've reduced that number to 22. So I reduced that number to 20,000.
But you just asked for 26,4?
Yes. Yeah.
So help me figure this out. You need 26,4. Town manager, part of that 20. Why is there a discrepancy here?
Well, so you charge me, because I'm the head lister, to come up with a responsible budget. And a responsible budget to me would mean that we would need money in here to not only cover our bills for any equipment or any services that we need, but also a salary line that would pay three people to do this job that we're supposed to have.
And the 3,700.
Well, they're not even.
Okay. So, but the proposed increase that came from our office increased that line $3,700.
Correct. For the salary line.
And part of that, and because it is the reappraisal year, based on our understanding of the contract with Tyler Technologies for the reappraisal, which we haven't seen, so just based on what we put together for the RFP. My last understanding was there was a conversation about seeing 30% of the properties in town. That is about 40 properties. At $3,000 additional for the salary line, that works out to $75 per site visit for the reappraisal. And
And
figuring, go ahead.
so a site visit would be redoing measurements, doing an interior inspection and an exterior inspection, and then coming back and doing any data entry that we would need to update
If
that
you
property.
had to assign a number of labor hours to that additional work or that amount of work for each site visit, do you have hypothetical?
I think we talked about two to three. The site visit would be two, at least two of the listers going, and that takes about an hour. But then coming back and doing, like I said, the data entry, we don't do that together. That's one person doing the data entry, but we also have to both look at it at the end of the day and agree that that data entry has been done correctly.
No, and that's just on the site visit data entry, just so that particular.
Now, are you talking after this Tyler Technologies appraises, reappraises everything, and somebody has a issue with it, you folks go back
So
out?
this is
No.
going with Tyler Technologies
Oh,
to,
you're going with them.
yes,
Yes, and
not
that's the
all
way the
of them,
RFP was written.
but some of them.
That's. You
Because we have to have an understanding when they come in and do a reappraisal and do a reassessment of a property. We have to understand how they're looking at things so that when somebody comes and wants to grieve, we can justify what has been reassessed.
Okay.
We can't just come in from the dark and go, oh yeah, that's definitely right for, you know what I'm saying? We have to
Yeah, you
understand
have to be in
how they're getting to
you have to be
where
in the daylight, not in the dark.
Yep.
Is the lister position a stipend as well, or is that hourly?
It's hourly,
Okay.
and we have tried in the past, and I still strive for it to divide it in three so that someone can come in and, you know, I mean, I don't feel that the head lister should be making the majority of the money
No,
without
yeah.
others being able to make.
And to add a third listener, can that be an appointment or do we wait for
It
election?
can be an appointment.
I was initially appointed.
Okay. We
Okay.
just
In
need
my place.
somebody interested that knows
So
that they
yeah.
have to work
So we
to
just
do
need
this
somebody
job.
that's interested
I
and
initially
might
appointed
do it.
but reelected. So it can be an
Right.
appointed.
Yeah, my only thinking around that number is that's three from the start of the budget. Are we going to have three listers for the duration of the budget cycle? You know, and is that's my only question. Is there some room if we're down a lister to
appropriate something different with some of those funds.
But I think if it's two or three, the amount of work that needs to be done is the same.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you
no, that's fair. Yep. Yep.
In order to have this company come in, do you need all three of you to get like the job done correctly, or can both of you, if you don't have another lister by then, can you both do it without the third person? Or
we can.
Okay. Just a lot more work for both of you though.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I think the foundationally the amount of work to be done in both the visits and then the clerical work, you know, the data entry, we don't want to have to pay Tyler to do the data entry because they're going to charge a lot more than the listers are going to charge to do that data entry for the other, you know, 1,100 or however many other properties that aren't visited. There's still the clerical work and data input that needs to happen for that part. We're talking about, you know, visiting 40 or maybe 50 properties, but the rest of the parcels in town, you know, there's almost 1,300 parcels in town. All of that clerical work needs to be done also.
So they won't visit every property.
Correct.
30. But they reappraise every property.
Correct.
So how is that reappraisal done if they don't visit? Just a drive-by? Or just whatever is on the paper, they just update it? Or how's that work?
Advanced statistics.
I think that's exactly right. Just like doing a poll.
Now, do they decide who they go to, or do you guys go, well, let's go up this side of town, let's go this side of town? How do they decide who they're going to pick and choose?
Honestly, the first properties that we would like to go to see would be anyone that works elected in town. So we'll be looking at the five of you. They'll be coming to our house.
Nobody told you about that part, did they?
No,
they didn't. So start there, and then hopefully the word will get around that people will want to have. It would be nice to have more than just 30 property owners want their home inspected.
It really would. 30%.
And I think yes. Yes, because I think that you get a truer number
in that's assessment. That's kind of what I'm having a problem with here. How is it a fair assessment if they don't really, really check it out?
I get that's why there's the grievance.
Right. So as I understand, I mean, none of us were here, you know, Danny as a former lister, none of us were here in this position in 2009. As we understand from Tyler, everyone in town is going to get a notification that the reappraisal's coming. And we're going to depend on the responses of people from that who responds that we can come to their property. Am I correct in that?
Yes.
Do this.
So it's kind of going to be it's going to be a sampling of the willing.
Okay.
So that's present when it's being done?
Yes.
The homeowner?
Yes.
Bob, you look like you had a question.
Well, just point. First of all, you got an election coming, so you might be able to get another lister.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's good. And I was going to ask the same question about how the 40% figured out, so we got that answer. That's a great statistic.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know how the 09 one. I thought that the 09 one, if I remember correctly, was the professionals did the businesses, and the listers did the town.
Business and farm.
And farm.
The three of us listers.
Now you didn't go out to all homes back then either, did you?
We did as many as we could. We started out and worked our way in. We knocked on doors. We left business cards. We sent letters. We had a pretty good response, but in the end, people came in to grieve, and we said, we didn't get into your house, we'll set up an appointment, I don't want you to come in, you've lost your chance to grieve.
There was a lot of grief.
And we did get into a lot of houses, which helped.
Yep.
Yeah, this was a different time.
And Joe, the 30%, as I understand it, that was the minimum number put forward to Tyler.
34 or 40.
Yeah, they rejected that number.
Okay.
Yeah.
They rejected that number, or what? On what grounds? Why did they reject it?
They said, and the other companies, which is not part of the budget discussion, but the other companies had said that no company and none of the companies would guarantee a 30% entry rate.
Just really?
Because you're relying on homeowners to say, please come into my house and let me possibly raise your taxes.
It is a personal preference too. You know, not only want you strangers walking to your house.
We can't grieve if we don't. The first step would be that Tyler Technologies would like to come in and inspect your home.
But if they don't,
if you say no, then that is your preference. That's your decision. But you're
going to get punished for not letting them in your house.
You will be reassessed. And then you have the right to grieve then.
Right.
And that grievance process involves part of the BCA, the Justice of the Peace, the Select Board, and the listeners coming and doing a site inspection then. At that point in time, if you decide you don't want those people coming into your home to do a site inspection, then you have lost the right to grieve. And whatever the value of the property is the value of the property that would hold. So
just bringing it back to the budget. I think it'd be good to set up like an info session as we get closer to.
Yep.
Oh, no, and that's part of the RFP with Tyler's.
Yep.
That's part of their plan to do communication and community awareness and that's like great. You're talking about.
Yeah. With respect. Sorry.
Budget?
Yes. if I'm correct in my thinking, it looks like you're going to come in under budget for 2025 on Lister's salary. Is that likely?
Hopefully.
Okay.
I mean, that would mean that we wouldn't have outstanding grievances, that we wouldn't have.
So you're talking about from now until June 30th.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I just want to clarify. Now, what you're asking about, are we looking at being under budget?
We wouldn't have a lot of site inspections. I mean,
that makes more sense.
I don't know the future.
Yeah, that depends on the grievance process prior to the reappraisal. The reappraisal is scheduled to begin, as I understand it, July 1st.
Gotcha.
In the next budget, when that's the budget we're talking about.
At this point, the listers are on target to hit their.
Yeah, we're at 42% expended right now.
It's all right.
Be about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds.
So we're looking at a number that says 20. We're hearing 26. What's the board's?
I'm inclined to say we should raise it given the amount of additional work that we can expect during the appraisal year.
Mm-hmm.
I have no reason to say that $26,400 is not a reasonable request.
I think it's pretty feasible.
Well, Rich, let's do half of it. Let's split it right down the middle there.
Yeah.
So $23,200.
Yeah. I mean, it'll help them next year. If we're behind, we can do some correction.
I'm just looking at the actuals from 2023 and seeing that we have $24,673 for the Lister salary that year. And we can reasonably assume there was less work done in that year than there will be in 2027, the appraisal. So might we go up a bit?
So 24.5.
With 25. Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with 26.
26.
Okay. Yes,
26.4. Just call it what they're asking.
Again, I try to be very respectful for the budget. Yep. And
no,
the South,
I'm not saying you're not.
It's a guess on my part. So it's a guess on your part, and I understand, but. I would think that it would be easier to have a little bit of a more of a cushion and to have some left over than to really be trying to find money
Again, that's
to
looking
pay
at
for the
it.
work that needs to be done during a reappraisal.
That additional cost, the $3,700, really just looks at if we do 30% of the visits, that's $75 a visit, which if that might be a little easier to wrap your brain around that, and kind of does that seem like a reasonable amount?
Would be a lot of work.
No, we realize it's a lot of work.
We're not just
That's the problem. The problem I have, and I think everybody, even you folks have, is taxes. I mean, you're all taxpayers also. We gotta.
works like minimum taxes.
In all reality, I think letting the people in, they're worried about the taxes going up. So anybody that's doing any kind of work to try to better their place, just for the looks of it, they're nervous about their taxes going up. And I'm not the business,
So we're talking about
so
two different things. We're talking about two different things, and need to be very clear on the two different things. The two different things is we're looking at the assessed value of the property. And you're talking about the tax that you pay. If the assessed value for the property for everyone goes up equally and the budget stays the same, everyone's the amount that you pay for your taxes relative to everyone else should stay the same.
okay.
That idea of the pie,
Thank
right?
you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Right? It's my assessed value is my section of the pie.
Just trying to wrap.
No, I
No,
understood.
trying to
Yep.
wrap my head
And
around
that's
that. I just.
very confusing. And trust me, this is my third year, and I'm just beginning to really wrap my head around a lot of this stuff. But we're talking about two very distinct things, Keith. The assessed value is one thing. The tax that you pay is different
Another. Okay.
because of what the budget that's passed.
All I was thinking is
Yep.
they're going to come
Yeah,
in, they're going
tax
to jack my
base.
taxes up, and that's not what I'm going
Yeah.
to do.
No, they're probably going to assess raise the assessed value
Okay.
of yours and his
And the
and
more
his
tax
and
base we can create,
everyone's. And if that
then
raises
now
equally for everybody, it'll
it'll
help
help everybody out.
all right. No, I just thank you for clarifying that, Jack. I
Yep.
appreciate
And
that.
that's a key piece of the community awareness that we need to make sure people understand.
I think maybe we should have an open forum somewhere
I
and
agree 100%.
totally to ask questions like
Yeah.
I just asked. So you get so they all get clarification like I just got
Yeah.
clarification on.
Yep.
We will.
Thank you for that.
We need
Very welcome.
new hotels and stuff like that,
Yeah,
more
well, I'm
business,
totally in agreement with
more
that. We
business,
spoke about that before.
all that kind of stuff. So,
But
any other questions on the listers section?
sorry to drag on so long. I
Rich,
just wanted to.
do you feel like you can get good with stuff for
I can
you?
get to the 26-4. Yeah, I understand. I really do. I'm just looking out for everybody. I really am. We
Great
all got to
job.
do the best we can,
You're doing a good job. The budget office of yours.
About 26-4 then.
26-4.
Mm-hmm.
Town clerk.
Pretty basic. Nothing has gone flying up. I asked for a 3% raise. I'm keeping the assistant budget the same. We're still in the process of switching over from one recording system to the other. They have finally gotten my 8 years of missing scans of our land records. I stopped paying them all together, and it's amazing. A couple months later, they got them all up. But now I'm in the process of trying to close out with one company and switch over to the other. But the long and short of it is, this new company is saving us quite a bit of money.
So is that under machinery and
That
equipment?
that's under meetings and dues. I think that's what you put it under, Jeff.
Those are meetings.
Yeah. So that's gone down. Everything else, I think, has stayed about the same.
Looks like
Did
it stayed the
stay
same.
the same as last year, according to my brain.
that's because we thought we'd be there already.
So you want the 4495 then? Is what you want for this coming year?
Down there.
$4,495 is what's listed.
It was last October that I came to you and asked us for the contract with your company. At that time, we thought we would be all switched over by January, and here we are a year later, and I'm just now to the point where we're trying to get one ended, but that's, of course, the new company has to come in and extract all the scans from one program, put them into another, and that's why it didn't change. So, but this one will, for the next 3 years, we have a contract. They didn't change it. They could certainly have because, you know, it was a year out. But
for the next 3 years, it'll save us some money?
Next 3 years, they haven't. They will charge us the same amount of money. We're on contract for 3 years that we signed last year. And when I finally got back to them and said, I realized we're a year behind, they said, we're going to hold everything for you. We're not going to increase any of the charges that we quoted you a year ago, which was very nice of them. And the extra cost of that will just come out of what I use for the vault, my restoration fund. That'll come out of, because that's a couple of like $20,000, and that'll come out of that account. It won't affect the town's budget at all.
I'm all good with it.
Yes. I have a question about, so the average, and I didn't touch any of these salaries, the average of the assistant line is not 9,200. Seeing that we added $6,000 back to the budget, is there any flex in that? The goal was to eliminate $57,000 from your budget, not add another six. So we're deeper in the deficit.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any money that could be taken out of there to bring that assistant clerk salary down?
My goal is to still have somebody in one day a week.
The average is maybe 5,000 a year used?
Well, I am, you know, like I said last year, it's very hard to find somebody who's willing to work a day a week. I believe I have found somebody starting the 1st of January, and then I'll have somebody in one day a week. Yeah, I need some coverage. That doesn't even give me, I've had some medical issues in my family. I've been out a bit. Sharon's been filling in all as she can, but that doesn't even give me sick time or vacation. That's basically a day a week.
When that person comes in, how long are they here? Are they here for full eight hours?
Yeah, there's an awful lot to that office.
We're at $4,100 expended for the year at 45%.
I'm hoping especially to get somebody in to spend more time with them in my office. We've got elections coming up. Just election work alone is tremendous manpower. The hours involved in every election is incredible.
I mean, we're going to be on target for about 9,000 for this year. I don't.
That is certainly my goal.
I don't see how a reduction would really help us. And ultimately, we could reduce anything, and that'll help us get to a number that we have in our minds.
It's not going to help the town if something happens and you don't have someone walk into that office. I think Castleton has 16 hours a week. Orwell, I think there's 23 hours a week. Benson has more than one.
Is that the assistant?
Mm-hmm. I'm just asking for one day.
Change that line item.
Hey,
this is also our first pass. Right. Okay. So we're gonna look at all the line items again to see where.
So we're talking 52 weeks a year.
Yep.
One day a week. Yep. That's 52 days. We're paying $9,250. Does that sound right? In this proposal.
With that number last year.
In this proposal.
I was asking for more because I wanted someone to be able to come in if I was going to be out for an entire week. Mm. Or if something came up and I had to be out for longer than that.
So you're shooting for one day a week, but you want to build in a little extra just in case. That's your goal.
That also helps that up. I mean, you know, Sharon's fantastic, and it's great to have her next door, but she has her own job, So, and I get it. I was there too. I was a lister and the assistant town clerk, and there's a lot of back and forth, and it works out well. But
Sharon is one. But it's just for him to look at it again.
Yeah.
So you're testing something out.
Yeah, so first round. Anyway.
I mean, yeah, being the first round,
When you're cutting that blind, which has never really been there, you're cutting the service to that office.
I'm not saying cut the line.
No, I'm just
keep it the way it is for now. Yeah. We'll come back and look at it, and then we can try to figure a happy meeting with her as well.
And keep an eye. Keep track of what the other towns around have for assistance, and you'll be surprised how little I'm asking.
Hearing no change, let's move on. Municipal Planning Commission.
I don't think we changed anything. I think Bill's looking for the 3%. That's over several line items. But it's 3%. We cut last year, and then we cut about the $500 off our scribe comes in and does. She's on target. To be okay with that $1,000, the ongoing downtown development or downtown designation is taking a lot. I'm a little worried that $1,000 won't be enough. I know you guys are under a budget constraint. She's putting a lot of extra hours in, and she's invaluable. I mean, the last thing we have to do is lose her. She's a very detail oriented. It helps us a lot. If that could go to 1,200, that would be a little safer. I know you're not looking for increases any price, but oh, and before I forget, I should have done this suck up beforehand. Congratulations on your win the other night, Pope.
Thank you.
I haven't seen you. He's my neighbor, and I don't see him, so that was pretty good. Thank you.
So, you're talking to Secretarial Services.
Yeah.
My time.
Yeah, and that's you know, with the downtown designation, you heard me say, has turned into a bureaucratic nightmare. And I can't tell you where we're at right now because the state is reconfiguring everything. It was a nice way to put it. And we're going to hear how that entails for the downtown designation and a new situation that they may have by the end of December.
Really?
So we're not even sure how much of the work we've done so far is going to translate to the new system or the new designation, or they may keep the designation. I don't know.
We don't know.
It's pretty frustrating. What we thought was going to take 6 months is taking a year and a half.
And we thought we were just about done.
Yeah.
And now they say, no, there's a lot more to do.
And
it's different.
Yeah, and what happens is every bureaucracy that's involved with the downtown designation. So the historic, the overall person who deals with downtown designations, we send them what we think is a finished product, and they send it back with their corrections and their, you know, okay. So what we're finding is that our tour, 2.5, 3 hours every other week, is fully involved in that. And, you know, somebody, you know, if we were a rich town, we could have somebody that did the legwork for that all during the week, then we'd be fine. We'd be there. But so we're doing it by ourselves. And it's turned into a lot of work. And if we didn't have the Rutland Regional, we'd be in first shape. But then again, we've also run into a little bit of the Rutland Regional has the guy they have working for us he had more duties than just us, obviously, and so he's been stretched pretty thin. And so suffice to say, it's very important that we have details, and Jenny's our detail person without any question.
I see that you're under budget already for that.
Yeah, we're asking Jenny to bill more regularly for just that reason, because that number scares me.
Yeah.
That she's only billed that much. And what she used to do in the past is just wait and bill at some time. Never any question. I trust her implicitly. I mean, she's not doing anything except doing it when it's convenient to her. But we've asked that she does. And I think she has. I think the town accountant has asked her to do that. And so I talked to her, or I sent her an email this week asking if she felt she was comfortable with that number. She didn't get back to me, so I'm assuming she is. But we are under budget, and I know I'm just scared that we won't be. And the other fear that I have is when we get this new definition of where we're going in December, at the end of December, all of a sudden we're going to have a whole bunch of backpedaling and hurry up quick stuff that we're going to need for help. It once again is a I'll predict the future thing, but I would say that the downtown designation won't be done before this budget starts. So I think, you know, if you keep it at 1,000, we'll keep her under 1,000. Or at us. But if you can bump it a little bit, that's great. And we don't have to make the decision now, but just keep that in mind.
Is there any room to cost shift from advertising?
That's another good question. It's been a fairly slow year for permits, and the permits we've had haven't needed site visits. That can change in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't dare do that. But the other thing that we have in the budget, I left my phone home. I never do. But so I'm not looking at the budget. But Phil wanted me to make sure to mention that he puts a few $100 in his budget for to use the color copier that is the town.
It's already there.
Here's the deal. If it wasn't, we'd still think
it's a, right.
Because we gotta have it. But so he always feels like he has to do that. I know. Anyways, we're not asking for more, but we'll let you know that. Sometime in January, when you guys are finished the budget, we'll come in and tell you what we've got to do now. Which we may know what then.
Yeah.
But
Later.
It sounds like we probably should leave that the same for now.
Yeah.
That's what yeah. I, that would be
yeah, my, the,
I guess.
It's under budget now, and she's either being very generous or hasn't caught up yet.
Yeah, my thinking is it could be small changes that we have to make. It could be big right. changes. At least on the listers going up, we know we have a reappraisal.
Right, right.
That's just...
It's going to cost.
Yeah.
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 But you have a 30% of his
home. Well,
good luck.
We should like to. We're going to put out a budget that's most appropriate for the town. That's what we're going to do.
Very much. Good luck. Have fun.
Thank you. Municipal zoning.
Can I make a suggestion?
Oh, yes.
Olivia is patiently sitting here wanting to talk about membership to the way down on the list. Would the board entertain the idea to jump to membership
and let
poor Olivia run out of it? I'm listening to our conversations.
No problem. I don't have anything wrong with that.
Back up the last page.
Thank you. I was trying to look up the budget to actually follow along. Got caught up in it. I'm here with Caitlin Gates. She is the Real Rutland Concierge Coordinator. We have some folders to hand out, if that would be okay with you all.
By all means, I like gifts.
Thank you. Each year we like to come and talk about the Real Rutland program and what Cedar is up to. I feel like there's some new faces, and maybe an explanation of the Real Rutland program would be good. Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. So the Real Rutland program is, well, I'll start by saying that CEDAR, the Chamber of Economic Development of the Rutland Region, is a county-wide program, so we represent all of Rutland County, and part of it is our regional marketing initiative, which is Real Rutland. So in that initiative, we are trying to attract people to Rutland County to move here, fill those empty jobs that we have, and contribute to the community. So what our work is to attract people and then connect them with Caitlin, the concierge coordinator, to help answer those questions about moving. We have a lot of people interested in relocating here from Texas. They don't know what home heating fuel is. There's no tires. We help answer those kinds of questions and then connect them with concierge volunteers, who are people who live here, work here, play here. They are usually connected with someone who has a similar job or interest. So it's kind of a first friend before you move here. And then we are working hard on retention efforts. So we know that if people move here, but they're not happy, they'll leave, they'll find somewhere else to go. So we're trying to connect them further and make sure that they're happy and they have what they need here. And I'll let Caitlin fill in on anything more that I may have missed.
I think you mostly covered it. A lot of the conversations I've been having recently with folks who are moving in is they are looking for that community feel. I think Fairhaven's very representative of that. I've been talking a lot about Fairhaven and Pulteney in particular, and just having that like grassroots community vibe that people are looking for. Most recently, we had last month, I think, an author moved from Portland, Oregon. They have settled in Fairhaven. They have an apartment right now. So that's our most recent person.
Yes,
exactly. wonderful, yes. Wonderful human. So yeah, we're excited about all the folks we bring in and excited about this community.
We are in our ninth year of the program, and we have also received state funding as part of the GROW program. They look at our program kind of as an example that they would like to see replicated throughout the rest of the state, which is really putting Rutland on the map for being in the lead.
Excellent.
In addition, CEDAR is working with other people. I know Skyline was mentioned, and CEDAR sees that as one of the priority projects in Rutland County, putting a big focus on that for economic development.
A lot of big
To provide some historical context too, right? You know, Cedar historically, I think a lot of folks in the Rutland area didn't look beyond Bird's Eye, right? The mountain, and I think a lot of attention has been paid in our direction over the last few years with Cedar. So they've been excellent, really focusing on the ferry. Rutland corridor, not just the Killington Rutland. So we've been appreciative of that.
Shasta, Matino, Eric, sorry, did I interrupt you?
No,
Okay, Matino, our interim executive director, she actually helped out with the food truck frenzy, a few of them. She thought they were really great events. It's a good idea. Yeah.
so with that being said, I cut that line zero. Yeah, now we're up to 63,000. We need to cut out of the budget to 53%. Adding another 1,000 will increase that number.
Glenn's gonna come back. What the heck happened?
Yeah, that's the next two meetings are going to be a nightmare.
Was your reading for cutting to zero, Bill?
I was given a direction by the select board to make this a 3% budget, which it was when I handed it to the select board.
So maybe you already said this, but the ask for the promotion budget has, by all appearances, increased. Or no, I guess it's kind of gone back and forth between $1,000 and $500. Did you already address this? I'm sorry.
We did not. If you can give $500 again, that is absolutely appreciated. Anything, if you have to cut it, but you can still contribute, we absolutely understand.
I think the ask has remained the same, but our willingness or ability has varied.
I have a question. When people look to move, are they looking to buy or rent?
It's a really good blend of both. I think it depends on, usually, I think like established families with multiple kids and two adults often are looking to buy. A lot of people lately, the last 2 or 3 months, I would say, has been rent heavy, but it does change over.
Say, if I'm correct, I do know there's quite a few houses for sale still here in town. I didn't know
Yeah.
if those have been brought to their attention or if people are looking to rent. I don't know what there is for rental.
There's some really good rentals actually right
Okay.
now, like
All
budget
right.
friendly rentals that I've been picking to people in this area.
That more than just the person that moved here looking
More than
to,
yes,
are they looking to make Fairhaven a home?
yes,
That's
absolutely,
good.
definitely,
Well,
definitely
that's
on their
really good.
minds. That was one of their cited towns in the beginning.
Cheap.
Just an idea if you're interested in supporting what they're doing, but leaving it at zero. Could you look at this year's budget and a line item where you might be able to cut a check to them on the current budget cycle? So if you look at sometime in January, instead of waiting till July, you look at what we have for the month, find a line item that's appropriate, cut them a $500 check, and then you're leaving that as zero budget, but you're meeting both needs.
Do we even have that? That's just a thing. We're kind of trending in
Are you up for donations? Like maybe put it out there like for accepting donations to this homeless.
Yes.
The Rutland Humane Society, and this is tied to it, we have a membership to them. Is that related to animal control, or is that out of the kindness of our?
A little bit of both. They'll accept animals. So the dog officer doesn't handle cats, so I handle cats. And if I get a stray cat, I run it up to Humane Society and they
Okay. I was just looking at
well,
that.
so typically what has happened in the past with Cedar promotion is when we couldn't afford the $1,000, we dumped $500 in it to continue the support because Cedar does support Fairhaven pretty strongly.
I remember this conversation we had last year, and we were at 500. Last year we bumped to 1,000 because of all the good things
that they're doing, and they are doing good things. There's no question. I recommend we put at least 500 back there for now, and then maybe a final revisit. But
Are we able to at least maybe split your money, sorry, 250, 250?
Yeah, you can do that if you want.
I mean, it's better than nothing. I mean, before we could just do the 500. It's keep them both 500. Laura.
I've met both of you. My name's Laura. I'm the chair of the economic development here in Fair Haven. And so is Anne works with us on the committee as well as Chad. So we have worked with Shasta, and I know Simon pretty well. And the work you do is good work, and we are collaborating, and it's important work. And so a little bit more information that is pretty important to your decision is that Simon is renting very short term with the idea of possibly moving somewhere else. So it is incumbent on us to keep appealing to people and show them that we have a good community, that we, you know, he comes to the yoga studio and he's very involved in supporting the bakery and he comes to hand store. So we're all very connected to the newcomers in town as well as the people who are long-term residents. But what you do is very important work. And in these budget meetings, there's a lot of room of multi-thousand dollar allotments to people's who don't their jobs don't exist. You're saying that there are, you know, X amount of jobs for the listers or the transfer station, but those jobs aren't there. They're just holding cells with thousands of dollars. And I don't think it's good fiscal budgeting, Joe, to just zero out economic development, especially when you're talking about a figure of $500, which distributed across the taxpayers' budget is a very nominal amount for the support and help that we get to drive the economy of this town. It's a very important organization. You get a lot of support from Rutland and from many, many people that are involved in the organization. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
And I think the number relative to some of these other multi-thousand dollars that you guys are negotiating on is a very small place to keep that connection and that relationship going.
What's happening? Demonstrate.
I still stand at my 500 back.
Right. After
I
that explanation, I'll bump back down.
So, and just a point of clarity on why the budget is being presented at such a low number. Joe came to us before the budget season and said, "Where do we want to be, ideally?" Right. And I guess the prevailing theme of the board was 3%. And so he was then tasked to essentially cut everything down to 3% of an increase. And when you do that, it really is bare bones operations. I think 3% is probably unrealistic.
But then it cuts. I understand that part. But here's, I have a lot of experience with managing budgets, and it is very fiscally irresponsible to take the random number of 3%, which may or may not be achievable, and then say, okay, I'm going to zero out aspects. It's basically disrespectful and saying that you devalue the work of whoever is in that category. Instead of respectfully maybe going to them and saying, look, we would love to give you $1,000. They zeroed out my budget too, just to be clear. And say, look, we're having some challenges fiscally here. We need to try to figure out some things. But instead, what's happened is a lot of people are getting massive salary increases. And I understand that some of it's union based, but some of it's not. There's also a lot of money that hasn't been fully explained, like why $7,000 went up at the transfer station. And the answer was transfer costs. That's not an explanation. So I feel like as a taxpayer and also a huge advocate for this town and for the economic development, it is fiscally irresponsible to take your budget and just slash items to zero while increasing others in a very kind of exponential way. It's saying to those people that you're zeroing out, you're not important. We don't value you. And all the work that you've done, we have no respect for. That's what that says. And everything that we do is 100% volunteer. 100%.
Very appreciative.
Hundreds of hours on top of working full time and paying tax.
Well, I certainly appreciate your volunteerism.
Absolutely. That's why I said thank you. I mean, that's sincerely thank you for what you do.
Thank you. But doing this in this fashion, you will lose the volunteers. Because not only are we doing it for free, hundreds of hours, but then you're also saying, you know what, we don't really care. Instead, we're going to put the money toward all these other things, which I agree are very important, but you're talking about tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars to do all kinds of things in the town, and there has to be a balance. There has to be a balance. Otherwise, okay, great. We have a bunch of paved roads. Guess what? No one's coming. No one's staying. I mean, honestly, like I understand the roads need to be maintained. Of course, absolutely. Houses need to be maintained. Everything has to be paid for in a certain way. But to create that huge variation of, well, we're just going to zero out these guys, and we'll go ahead and I don't know, maybe you need 6,000 more for the listers, but maybe not. That is not the way to do a budget. It's just not. If I ran my budget like that, I would have gone out of business 25 years ago.
So it is all, I mean, the budget presented to us is really a starting point for us to look at.
I understand.
And we're going through it line by line. Some items might remain zeroed out, and some items we'll look at a zeroed out line, and we say, let's put something into this. It's the painstaking nature of getting to argue with these guys. I think we give every line item an honest look at the end of the day.
It should never start out zero because we didn't start zero. So what you're saying is all the work you've done, we are disregarding it, and we may or may not give it back to you. That's a pretty offensive way to handle people that are working with you and voluntarily for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean you specifically, Chad. I mean the town. Instead, look at the budget, and there's a lot of people I've been sitting in these meetings who don't actually have all the numbers hashed out. These are theorized numbers that they're presenting and saying we need because we need a person one more day a week, or we need two more people to hire, but yet they've gone the whole year without those people. So this is nothing to say that those aren't needed positions, but now that money is in a holding cell that, for crying out loud, $500 and you're holding $10,000 for jobs that aren't there. I hope they are someday, but they're not right now. So come on. Like, that's not the way you do the budget. You don't zero things out, wait, have everybody come in and say line by line what they have, what they need, and take away some of this buffer.
There is absolutely no buffer in this budget. It is 100% true. I was at 99.09% spent last year. If you want to talk about trying to get things done in a small community who will vote your budget down at a heartbeat because they don't like the way the police chief's dressed, that's how it operates here, Laura. There is no buffer in this. I hardly can pay my staff. I haven't had a pay raise in 4 years.
You're making a huge salary, Joe. So
I'm making $58,000. I am the lowest paid town manager in the state.
Hold on.
I'm the lowest paid town manager. I'm the lowest paid town manager in the state.
They didn't have the position. The ones
Laura.
Last time the transfer station, the jobs
Laura.
Weren't there.
I'm going to bring this back to budget talk, right? We can have a conversation offline about the philosophy of budgeting. I'm neither agreeing or disagreeing, you know, with the philosophy of it all. But in the interest of not devolving in this meeting and staying on task, let's get back to the budget. So what is the board's... what's the board thinking on the Cedar promotion? 500 is what I heard.
I'm at 500. We should try and keep up 500 and
at least.
Understanding, of course, tough cuts are going to have to be down the line. Not helping us in meeting that goal that we set for ourselves at the outset, but
at least
hopefully we can
find at least a minimum.
Thank you for your time and consideration.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions or need anything, both my card and Caitlin's cards are in those folders. Feel free to reach out.
And you're doing a meetup at the Hoffman Moose this week, right?
Yes. Well, so kind of. It's not us hosting it.
Okay.
We have been invited to it. It is a couple who moved here through our program.
Oh, okay.
This week. Yes. Literally on Saturday, they moved in. And they were at our mixer tonight, which was why we were late. I'm sorry. And we will have another meet and greet at the Maker Space on December 3rd from 5 to 7 o'clock, which you're all welcome to attend.
Thank you.
And where's that at now?
That is 112 Quality Lane in Rutland, right by Coca-Cola.
Oh.
Because is it technically Rutland Town? It is Clarence.
Yes. I'll from Coward Room right here. Back to
where it is. All back.
Yes. Do you want a pen? Well, thank you again.
Yeah,
have a great you. Night. Will you be offended if we step out?
Oh, God.
Right.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, let's hop back to page 3 for municipal zoning.
No real change in the municipal zoning. We did give Phil his 3% increase, and we bumped it up a little bit because we have seen additional need for the zoning administrator.
Mm-hmm.
So he sees a 4% increase this year in the salary.
And that's hourly. That's not stipend. That's based on.
That's hourly rate. Yeah.
Yeah.
He tracks his hours and he's spending more time in the office because there's more zoning work to do.
Will that zoning work translate into more tax base eventually here?
So,
anything else on municipal zoning? Zoning Board of Adjustment.
No change on ZBA.
Seems pretty sharp.
Streetlight.
There's a bright spot. Street lights, bright spot. Yeah. So the last few years we've been working with the solar company, and we got a 10% reduction because we get solar energy. But we weren't really sure where that was going to land with our budgets. But I think we can safely cut at least $2,000 out of that first line, and we should be okay.
So 23,000 out of 21,000?
Yeah, let's
is that bring what you're
it
saying?
Down, yeah, let's bring it back down to 21. We do have the new light in the park that they shouldn't generate that much more of a cost.
Okay.
But I don't want to overrun it and then end up sitting in the negative. So if we can cut a little bit.
Should be pretty cheap.
Is that power generated from the field up by the transfer station or is that okay?
No. Yeah, they pay us $9,000 a year to use the space, and then they give us a 10% discount on our electricity, which includes some of the electricity for this building. Okay.
Is that a pretty fair even swap, Joe? The 9,000 that we let them use our space in 10%? Is that a pretty even swap, do you think? Does that make out?
No, they're paying
They
us.
pay us
No,
nine.
so
Plus,
okay.
they give us 10%.
My bad. I misunderstood.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sure. Where are the security lights? Where one of those?
Those are some of the big spotlights that we still have in the park over here.
Need 7 grand for those?
Which, yeah, six last year was $6,950 we spent.
So, question in that line aspect there. Do we need them now that we have our park lighting
That was
as much?
and are they
What do
stolen?
they actually do
No,
for
there's
it?
no electricity.
Anybody got any thoughts on that? That might be a way
We
we.
get lights up areas other than in the park itself.
Yeah.
Can
Taking
they
the
can
park
those
even.
bulbs be changed to LED or?
Or even can they be hooked up to solar and that would cut out on the electrical part of it? Because once the obviously the sun goes down or gets really cloudy, they
That
come on and
may.
have less lighting down there because there's still areas that are very dark, especially the crosswalk area is very dark. That's all. Even though even with the park lighting, that area is still.
We've asked people have asked to add additional lighting after the park lights went
Right
away.
where they cross, is that what you're talking
Is
about?
you go through there, it's just for some reason tunnel darkness would
Yeah.
leave. The crosswalk at the bus stop, the lights in the park, it's just a bad that's an in-between angle
I
between
wonder if
park lighting and Main Street.
it would help to re-angle them in a different direction.
Yeah,
I think we were looking at it.
We moved two of them last year on request.
Okay.
Did it help or?
Rosanna asked that they be moved, and GMP did come and move them.
Could we look into that? Maybe readjusting them, like Rich said, maybe and readjusting them to brighten it up and maybe possibly switch out to solar so we cut the electrical part out of those security and would that drop that down a little
It
bit?
might. That's food for thought.
Mean, it's just an idea. That's all. Man.
Any other budget questions on streetlights? Moving on to page nine. Let's look at intergovernmental expenses.
Oh,
19,000.
so last year the county tax bill was 1874. I'm sorry, 18,784. I've been trying to get in touch with the treasurer, so that number may come down. I've got to find out what the actual is, but that reflects a close approximation of what last year's taxes were. We still got to find out what the county's going to. So that may move.
Can't argue with where it's at though, I guess.
If it
So
moves,
basically, you went up 1,200. You increased to 1,200.
5,000.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking the year before. How come the year before was 18?
Then went to 14
Went to
and then
14. What was that reason?
that was it looked like I was using a yearly average right there.
Okay.
But then when we finally do get the actuals, because we're doing the budget before we get to the last year actuals,
Okay.
it doesn't always land. So, but once we talk to the county, we figure it out.
And he said there's a good chance it'll move. Would that be moving up or moving possibly down, you think?
I'm expecting possibly down.
Okay.
Yeah,
All right. Well,
that's the high end
that's a
of that.
best case scenario.
All right. We'll leave it as is until the
Yeah.
county tells us otherwise.
Yeah, I'll bring it back when I hear.
Yes. All right. We did it.
Great.
2 minutes for public comment.
Yep.
First of all, thank you, especially. I appreciate the work you're doing. I will be in the next meeting for the EDVP budget. I just want to say that that wasn't budget philosophy. That was budget specific discussion, which is that in no case should a line item be zeroed out without at least the consideration of a conversation. And I don't put that on the four of you specifically. That's on you, Joe. And what you have done is really, really disrespectful. You publicly, unexpectedly announced that on TV in front of everyone. It's published in the Rutland Herald. It's a bad look for the town and a bad look for the town manager. And this isn't your board the way you always refer to them as. They're our board. They work for the town of Fairhaven. And frankly, what you've done is you've lost a lot of people. You've lost a lot of people who have been advocating and supporting and working really hard to try to do good things in this community while working and paying taxes. So I don't know what prompted you to do that without any respectful preview or conversation, but it's a pretty bad form.
Appreciate your comment.
Yeah. And thank you to the rest of you. I'll see you next time. I don't know if you're staying, but we're going. And thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comments? Parking lot.
I got no update.
I don't think. Board roundtable.
I had 360 trick-or-treaters at my house on Halloween, I think, this year. I live on Allen Ave. So
good for you.
Walked off streets. We ran out by 7 and had to turn people away. So congrats on Halloween. I thought it went great.
Excellent. No, I've heard no negative comments anywhere.
Neither have I.
Everybody has been raving about it. So it's all I can pass on.
Yeah, Chief, thank you again. You're doing an outstanding job. And I left practice that night and drove through, and it was just right into Joe. He ran across the street and gave me some keys before I went home. But a hell of a job you got there. Thank you very much. My mind is scrambled after all this tonight. But other than that, our football team's on the state championship this Saturday in South Burlington with an early noon, 11 o'clock game. You guys are all looking for something to do Saturday morning. Church, I'm sure you'll be there. So thank you guys for all the support. And I'm not sure about the next meeting because we're also the North-South coaches. We have practice Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. So I don't know if I'm able to make next meeting, that following Tuesday. So let's see if you guys are aware. Heads up now. So,
okay, I have one. Well, I got a couple things, but this one here is directed to the chief. Driving down North Main Street one day a couple weeks ago with a load of concrete on the back of my truck and trailer, don't matter what I was doing. But anyway, I got the opportunity to stop for the school buses, and Sergeant Kerber was out there, and the girl was stopping the cars and whatnot. And I sat there for a while, and I said, what a beautiful day to start my day. The kids are coming off that bus. Every one of them had to high-five the sergeant. I'm telling you, and some of these little guys weren't very high, and sergeant was towering over me. It was just, what a beautiful thing. Really, seriously, it was great to see.
My experience over the years, being up in there for years, and then having the SRO program, and Dale does 8 hours over there, and then Corey does 40, is just my own experience of doing 4 years in elementary school. Those kids are now 35.
Mm-hmm.
They will call. Mm-hmm. So I see them on the street. They stop and talk to me about, hey, how's it going? I mean, they're starting to have kids now. So where I'm going with that is sometimes people don't like the program, or they think it's a different, because you might negatively affect one or two kids by having a uniformed officer or having a police officer. But the overall effect provides a lifelong relationships with police officers, and they get to see them not in the bad.
You're 100% right. Like, I see it the other day, and I didn't have a problem waiting there, because it was live entertainment for me, really was. It was just so good to see. I just wanted to pass that on. And then going forward, I've said this so many times, but I know we need to find a way to really do a lot more of our road maintenance and not rob our men from working elsewhere. So I've talked to Joe about that a little bit. We've just got to work on that. Somehow, some way, we have to do more of our road maintenance, which will in turn will help us save money on blacktop and everything else.
I'll build off a few things. Halloween was awesome. I have folks from other towns parking in my driveway, bringing their families over to do their trick or treating. Like, we are the destination for trick or treaters, which is great, and seeing the older kids engage in it too. And, you know, they're not fully dressed out in the costumes, but seeing 8th graders, 9th graders, 10th graders trick-or-treating, like, they're doing something positive and having fun, right? Like,
our players do.
Yeah.
We all went home after practice, showered, and went out, hung out with their friends, trick-or-treated.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I know a lot of them, you see, I go back to, like, food truck events or things we do. I think it even draws parents and other people out,
yeah,
just to walk the streets and to talk to people. Yeah. It's nice because there's Halloween lights and it's kind of spooky and it's dark. It's just, I can't get just, it's a nice community event that brings people out. Even if they're not trick-or-treating, they're out socializing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes you a half hour to go half a block because you run into somebody you know and you stop and talk.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt your time, but it's just, it's awesome and fun to see.
Yeah. Good luck in the state game.
Thank you very much.
Good luck in the state game. Just a point of clarity, and I'll follow up with others individually too. But when I talk about budget philosophy, what I'm talking about is how we land on Alberta, right? And we could approach it with, let's put everything in our budget that we want and then take things away as a result. We're approaching it from a different standpoint. I've done budgets either way, but the important piece is having the conversations to say, does this need more money? Does this need less money? Can we afford this? Can we not afford this? And whatever number we land on, I feel positive that we've had solid discussions thus far on all of the things that we've cut and that we've increased and that we've kept the same. So that's just my point of clarification on budget philosophy.
And I want to say, for my part, I thought your meaning was perfectly clear.
Yeah.
Just to go, I understand is, I took a little beating, but I guess it goes back to the argument every year with appropriations.
Yeah.
Is, you automatically put something in appropriations and nobody thought. So at least by this going to a zero, they came in and put their case to,
yeah,
do that. So I guess there's two ways to look at that. I did explain to her the $7,000 transfer because she brought that up.
All in fees.
And she didn't understand it. I said, because that's just cost for to haul the trash out.
Yeah.
She was appreciative once I explained that to her. But again, my experience in budgets, I've been here for 22 years. I always try to look at a 5-year average. It may not be the best or perfect way. You know, there's a zero-based budgeting. unfortunately, municipalities really know what your costs are year to year.
Yeah.
If you average $2,000 a year for 5 years, there better be a good reason why you jumped the stick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm trying to give him some props. He does look at every line item.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I lost my temper.
You're all right.
Oh, it's you. Thank you for what you do, Joe. I know it's not easy, and it's a thankless job. I mean, that's you do the best you can. I guess I want to put the questions I asked. I only ask because I don't understand something. So that's why when Jack broke it down, okay, that makes sense to me now. So if I ask a question that you think is, well, that's stupid. It's to me, it's not because I'm trying to understand it as I'm going, because this is all new.
Oh, yeah.
It's all new to me. So I just hope I'm doing...
Keep coming up. I can tell you, I've been here 22 years.
I mean,
I think, and Joe's been here long enough, we know the difference between people that are asking questions that cause you problems versus people that are asking the identical question is because either they don't know and they want to learn, or they want to be able to better explain to somebody when they see people on the street.
Thank you. And that's what I'm also trying to do, because I run into people all the time. I'm like, well, hold on. I can figure this out. So if I run into you, I'll ask you a question.
Oh, yeah.
Or vice versa, or saying, I mean, I have no problem at, I had this question asked to me, how do I answer this, you know?
Yeah.
It's all new to me, so I'm trying to learn, and I'm really enjoying
this. In my experience, I had that job for almost a year. It is the worst job in town.
Yeah.
And it does take a special person. He does enjoy it, and it's very difficult. You can't make everybody happy.
And I was just going to say that, no matter what decision you make, or we make, somebody's going to be upset.
The problem with Joe has, it's a fine line between, I know I need to, we'll go back to employee, same thing with the chief, is sometimes you have to balance what's best for the employee and trying to balance to keep your board or your manager happy. So he's in the same favor that I am.
Yeah.
Ultimately, you do fall on the side of Thomas management. You have to go that way, but it is that fine line of, if your people don't follow you, then you lose a ship, but you have to do what is best for everybody. So again, I just want to give it props. You've been here a long time.
Yeah.
He does a pretty decent job. So I think this will work out. I mean, she's a very good artist, and I do like her energy and drive. I'm looking at they were putting the pines out. I think it's just a matter of you have to sit down with people and try to educate. Maybe we'll work. You're up right now. Keith's trying to learn. Sam, you're in the second bus, or this is your first one?
First.
Oh, so you guys are this whole side of the table learning. Yeah. So it is a very tough process you're going through. And we're not going to get mad and we go, chief, why is this on? Mm-hmm. We understand that you don't know.
I'm just afraid of asking the wrong question. But now it's telling me, no question's the wrong question, because you don't know something, ask. Yeah. Then you know the answer.
So like the listers with the salary budget, right? That makes sense. Three listers is this salary. My assumption, and this is why I asked the question, because I don't like to operate on assumptions. My assumption was, because they're elected officials, it was a stipend. Well, there's not a third lister, therefore we don't need that third stipend. But it's hourly, as they said. And they're anticipating, regardless of two or three listers, there's X number of hours that will need to be done. Okay, that makes more sense in my brain versus the assumption. So I always, always ask, this is my philosophy.
See, that's another thing would like to... versus the employees, which is, I don't know, in my opinion, I don't think it's set up right, but that's the state of
and that's why I asked, are they elected, or are they just like, okay, you need another lister? Find one.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said, if you need three, go find some.
They have to be, we're still in the middle of a meeting, and this is still being recorded, just as everybody understands that.
My bad.
Okay. No, that's what I'm just saying.
Yeah,
we're cognizant.
And just as a point of clarification, the listers have to be voted in.
Correct? Okay.
Is that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's not as simple. Oh, yeah.
See, I wasn't sure how that worked. That's why I asked the question I had.
That was all I had. So, review of financial reports.
Yeah.
Add it. Right here. Okay. Make a motion to pay the payroll warrant of $38,313.29. There a second.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And I make a motion to pay the accounts payable warrant of $67,372.20.
Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And I make a motion, or a this is not a motion, the checking account balance as of today, $233,713.72.
It's a negative number.
It's a negative. Yeah,
we're still waiting on.
Yeah, you're still waiting on
1.6 million.
That's correct.
At least a month. Well, 4 weeks, 3 weeks, excuse me.
All right. Looks like we have an executive session scheduled. Can I get a motion to go into executive session for personnel under 1 DSA 313A1?
I will make a motion to go into executive session to discuss personnel 1 DSA 313A1.
There a second?
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Chief.
Aye. Good night, Chief. Thank you for coming, Chief.
All right, we've come out of executive session with no decisions made. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.